This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get to NFL buy or sell, you heard Denton's update there on Noah Brown. That's a bit of a surprise. You know, he's obviously injured. I don't think that anybody saw, maybe some of the guys on the beat did, that it was going to be a long, you know, miss injury. Several weeks, possibly the season, he's out with an internal injury. So I guess we kind of count him out now for the stretch run here, maybe back for a playoff berth, who knows. But, you know, you look at what Washington, you know, has in terms of other options other than Terry. You know, we've seen, you know, and Ben wrote extensively about this in The Athletic. We saw against Tennessee more 12 personnel than we've seen in any game this year. That could have been partly due to the opponent. And they thought that they could, you know, perhaps run the football effectively, especially with the quarterback involved in the run game. But we even saw some 13 personnel on the field, one back, three tight ends. We saw Sinnott out there with Ertz and with Bates as well. Is that how they get around the no Noah Brown situation? Or do we see a lot more of Diami, which we've already begun to see a lot more of Diami? And by the way, seeing a lot more of Diami has been pleasant to watch. Him with the ball in his hands, he's a dynamic threat with that speed, with that stop-start speed as well. Are we going to now see Luke McCaffrey really become – he's had plenty of snaps. You know, we've talked about his snap counts. Snap counts haven't been the issue. Will he be looked to more? Look, I think the biggest thing in losing Noah Brown down the stretch here is that he's really been a go-to for Jaden. You know, we've seen him work 85 a lot. Noah Brown, you know, it's earlier in the year, seemed to be the guy that was getting separation more often than anybody else, maybe not named McCaffrey when McCaffrey was on the field. And there's been kind of this, you know, look to 85 and look to 86 when in doubt, Ertz and Brown. Of course, he should always be looking in Terry's direction, of course. But I think Noah Brown will be missed a little bit here. You know, it's two players now down the stretch that they're not going to have that have been significant. You know, more so Eckler than Noah Brown. I think Eckler is going to be missed. And I love what Rodriguez has done. I love what McNichols has done. You know, hopefully Brian Robinson Jr. stays healthy as well. But Noah Brown, you know, third on the team in receptions. You know, third on the team in pass reception yardage. He's got, you know, 21 catches on the season for first downs. That's third only behind Terry and Ertz. He's been a real go-to guy for Jaden in a lot of spots. So, two key offensive guys that they're not going to have down the stretch in Eckler and Noah Brown. We'll see. Look, the most important people to have on the field down the stretch are the quarterback, your number one wide receiver, and then I think, you know, to a certain extent, Brian Robinson Jr. as well. And to have health up front. But they're going to miss him a little bit. Noah Brown was a nice little acquisition, a pickup when he got released by Houston, you know, towards the end of training camp. He's played well, had a couple of, you know, the game he had against Baltimore in particular was a big time game. Had obviously had the most memorable catch of the season against Chicago. Had that incredible throw and catch from Jaden in the Giant game on the road. You know, just 2 games ago, he was targeted 10 times in the Dallas game. Six catches in the game for 71 yards. So you're going to be missing some snap and some catch and yardage production. All right. You have anything, thoughts on this?
Certainly a bummer. I mean, Dan Quinn said they have a deep crew at the position. I hope so. I don't know. I don't know if depth is their strong suit at wide receiver. I'm more enthused with the positive news that Marshawn Lattimore is a full participant today. So we're going to get our first look at him. Obviously losing Noah Brown stinks, but I'm excited to see what Lattimore is going to look like this weekend, assuming that because he's participating fully in practice today, that will continue the rest of the week and he'll be good to go this weekend.
Yeah, you and I have both been talking about at some point. Lattimore, I think, was expected. The Noah Brown thing caught me off guard. I was not expecting that kind of news. I wasn't sure about this upcoming week, but I certainly wasn't expecting season ending, you know, possibly. What is specifically the internal injury?
All they said was internal injury. Remember, he did leave that game against Tennessee
yeah.
with what we thought was the wind getting knocked out of him. And then I don't know if it was ever described explicitly as a rib injury, but that was kind of the assumption just based on where he got hit, where he was holding, and then he kind of went silent because of the bye week. I guess nobody was really asking around about Noah Brown during the bye week because the assumption was, hey, he's off, he'll get healthy, he'll be back. So I mean, this is definitely surprising that he was going to be out for many weeks, I believe is the direct term that Dan Quinn said.
Here's the quote from Quinn. I'm reading it right now. On Noah Brown's injury. During the game between him, this was the Tennessee game, between him and the medical staff, they did a really good job to address what was a serious injury. Fortunately, he's going to be okay, but it's going to knock him out for a bit. Quinn added that it's not totally certain that Brown will be done for the season, but it's likely heading that way. This sounds like, you know, an injury to an organ of some sort internally that could have been serious in the moment. Glad he's okay.
They need to get everybody wearing flak jackets on this team. Everybody.